Edition. This is Cool Owens on God's Number One Worker Podcast. You, not the truth. I'm going to say it again. You, not the truth. I'm going to say it again. You, not the truth. Do y'all know what I mean by that? Whoever listen, do y'all know what I mean by you not the truth? Anybody? I know I can't get a response, but I'm just letting you know you not the truth. Ain't nobody you pointing out as the truth. Ain't nobody real. Ain't nobody a legend. Ain't nobody a king, a queen, a god, a goddess. Nobody on this planet Earth. Not the Lord, not the Savior, not the best thing or greatest thing ever. Because that title, those titles belong to our Heavenly Father, God Almighty God. Because I'm like a lot of people, I'm tired of the flogging. And people can't handle the truth. So let me read Titus 1, that's chapter 1, verse 2. In the hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised long ages ago. Who cannot lie? Who cannot lie? God. If God said, I'm 10 feet tall, do you know I'm instantly be 10 feet tall? God cannot lie. Whatever God said is the truth. You not the truth. God ain't got to manipulate nobody. God is pure. God is holy. Ain't nobody holier than God. Ain't nobody perfect. Only God. So stop giving man all these titles. I done talked about this a few times. I'm talking about it again today because I get tired of people pretending they for God, but yet they don't know the Holy Commandments. And then when you tell them the Holy Commandments, they tell you you're judging them. Or they get upset. No, I'm not judging you. I'm telling you Holy Commandments. And the reason you're getting upset because you're living a lie. You heard what I said. I'm gonna read another Holy Bible verse to y'all. This is Hebrews chapter 6, verse 18. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 18. So that by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie. We who have taken refuge would have strong encouragement to take hold of the hope set before us. Now let's go back to that. It is impossible for God to lie. Y'all heard exactly what I said. Titus chapter 1, verse 2. Hebrews 6, that's chapter 6, verse 18. How come y'all don't know this? Them little demonic rappers y'all talking about, they ain't the truth. Well, what is they saying that's so truthful? Glad when y'all tell me. Get on the microphone. Because everybody ain't selling dope. Everybody ain't pimping. Everybody ain't killing. Everybody ain't robbing. And then the ones who are stupid enough to do that and say it, they locking you up. Would you deserve to be locked up? You out here making this terrible music with no soul because the devil is really orchestrating what you're doing, because he's the one who God said kills, steals, and destroy. He is the father of lies, and that's who y'all put y'all life behind. But then you want to say, oh, this man, I'm imitating, I'm like this. No, they all imitating one or two. Idiot imitating God, which is the truth. That's who you go follow. I didn't mean to say imitate, but you go be like God, or you going to imitate the devil. Imitating the devil. when you talk about all that wrong. It's amazing to me. You know what I don't like? People who not for God. Now they become for God when it's time to put a show on and all that old stuff. You know how they do. When it's time to put a show on, they for God. For a moment. Because they really just putting a show on. But God cannot lie. God is all power. God can give you peace in ways that no man would be able to break that. God says something, God means it. That's why you follow the holy commandments. You know the reason the world going down so fast? Because you follow the father of lies, the devil. God called him that. He's the father of lies. He lies. So when you follow a liar, you're going to fall. And then you had a nerve to accept the problems that come along with them. Something wrong with y'all. I can do bad by myself. I don't need nobody to, you know, promote that over my life. I don't need. Can't speak for y'all. Y'all do what y'all want. And I see every day. That's when y'all dying out here. I see children dying because you know why? Their parents apparently are not parents. They're not being truthful to themselves. You got to put your foot down. You got to do the right thing. You know why it's hard? Because y'all do stuff that's hard to do. Living lies. Living lies is hard to do. You ain't got to. It's just like people who stay in apartments or they set up projects. You get comfortable in that situation, which it ain't a situation you want to get comfortable in. It's to help you grow. It's to give you a chance to save and grow. But the problem is, if y'all did the right things from the beginning, you wouldn't go through that. Because a lot of y'all had it made, but a lot of y'all was spoiled. You know, staying in the little houses, had the little dollar, thought you had something going. Really didn't have nothing going. Because you were living a lie. I can tell y'all about all y'all being a good guy. Gave me a good lesson in that. He wanted me to see it. He wanted me to see it, and I saw it. That's when I can explain it. I can see it coming. It's amazing. 20, 30 years later, y'all still moving the same way. Really 40 years. I'm just 51. Really 40 years later, y'all still moving the same way. Do you believe for 1 second that you can take the all-powerful God who's undefeated and make him into a lie? It'll never happen. But y'all trying and y'all failing. Everything, even though I have done stuff in my life, I didn't want to do those things. But I'm going to tell you what happened. And I'm glad we got the internet so you can hear people tell you the truth. Because you sure now get it from family. You know why? Because God said it best. Family will be your worst enemy. I talked to them and they denied me. They denied me. Because you know why? They were living lies. I was telling them. And used that against me. Thought they were keeping me down. Can't keep me down when I'm going through university of life. Where God is the dean and Jesus of Nazareth is the teacher. I didn't fail not one time. You know why? Because of what I went through with man lying, but God still is the truth. He see, that's mean I'm here right now. To tell you this right now was part of his plan. He did not lie. Y'all get out y'all own way. A lot of things we ain't supposed to be doing in this world, we doing it. I ain't going to even get into the sexual sins aside. I ain't going to even get into the devil worship. I'm getting to the part about how you lie to yourselves. That's how all this stuff got out of hand. That's how. Thinking you're more than what you are because somebody lying to you. When God is the truth, he told you. He whispered it to all of us in the air. Whispered it to us. And what did we do? We lied to ourselves. And I didn't lie to myself, but I just turned away from the truth just a little. And that's all it took. So that's what God do for us. He shows us the truth and he's still there for us. The devil just laughs. But he gets upset when he ain't got you. He gets upset. People call me a devil. I done had that said to me a few months ago. You the devil. Wait a minute. You call me a devil? Why in the world, society, most of the people around me say they got a problem with me? I used to irritate them and wasn't even doing nothing. This back in school. Come on. You sure you got that right? Nah, because three fingers point back. Because you know why? The devil is the father of lies. God said, they ain't going to love you, Coy, because you are not of the world. So, once again, God is telling the truth. It's funny. Hey, think about that. Think about how many times God has told us the truth. And we sit back and pretend like it wasn't the truth. Oh yeah, it was the truth. Because God cannot lie. God cannot lie at all. But y'all lie to y'all selves. Every day. Stop lying to yourselves. Because God is the truth.